How firm a foundation, ye saints of the Lord, he is laid for your faith in his excellent word. What more can he say than to you he has said, you who unto Jesus for refuge have fled?
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you've tuned to the broadcast again this week. We're going to pick up our study here in Mark chapter 2, the Gospel of Mark chapter 2. In verse number 18, the Lord Jesus has passed by where Levi was collecting custom of the people. He says to him, follow him, follow me. And that's what Matthew did. Levi, he arose, it says in verse 14, and followed him. There are those that quarrel with the Lord and Matthew's friends that come to Matthew's house and fellowship and eat with the Lord. The Lord eating with them. The Lord says he didn't come to call the righteous, those that think that they have no need, but sinners to repentance. And that's the way it is. For you to have any hope, you first must see yourself as the sinner that you are before the Lord. And then verse number 18, the scripture says, and the disciples of John and of the Pharisees used to fast. This is a statement that's being made. And they come and say unto him, unto Jesus, why do the disciples of John and of the Pharisees fast, but thy disciples fast not? So there are those that see this difference. They see that John the Baptist and those that followed after him, they fasted. And no doubt John's disciples and John didn't brag about it, but they just noticed that they did not eat. There were times that they just did not eat, and they knew by that they fasted. The Pharisees, that's a different story. We know in different account, different situation. We know by the account of the scriptures that the Pharisees, at least some of them, they liked when they fast, they liked everybody to know it, that they might be praised. Now, they let their face be all long and drawn out, and they might go and do things to themselves that it might be known, as the scripture says, appear unto men to fast. The Lord says, no, don't let people know. Don't talk about it. Don't behave like you're doing so. Don't allow that to come through. But fast between you and the Father, between you and God. That's where the fasting is at. Not to get the praise and accolades of men. And so there's this difference that's seen. John the Baptist disciples fast, the Pharisees fast, and they come to the Lord and they say, why don't your disciples fast? We've never seen them fast. Seems like they're always eating. Seems like y'all are always eating. Find that interesting. Verse 19, Jesus gives the answer. And I tell you what, it's pointing right square to his deity again. Here in Capernaum, he's dealing with his deity, isn't he? Said, who can forgive sins but God alone? Yeah, that's the point. Jesus can forgive sins, and he does so. He healed the man. He did the miracles to prove and show that he is the one that can forgive sins. The Son of Man being able to forgive sins, he's God. And then we see here, the Lord Jesus says this, and is speaking about his deity, who he is. He's preeminent, as it says in Colossians. And Jesus said unto them, verse 19, can the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. I want to bring a passage into this just to help us out. Something that John the Baptist said over here the earlier part of the Gospel of John. And John is challenged by the Lord Jesus, by the Lord Jesus. He's challenged about the Lord Jesus's baptism and such as that, and he baptizing people and such as that. In John chapter 3, verse number 25, there are those that come to John, and I should say they come to John with this challenge, and they're jealous of John. They love John, and I believe these men are honest. They just don't understand. In John chapter 3, verse number 25, then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizeth, and all come unto him. John, they're going to him, to Jesus, rather than coming to you. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. And that's the truth. See how much we need the word of the Lord? See how much we need the moving of the Spirit of God? See how much we need to cry out unto the Lord for mercy of understanding and salvation and help? Ye yourselves bear me witness, verse 28 of John 3, that I said, I am not the Christ. He said, I never said I was the Christ. I'm not the Christ. But that I am sent before him. I'm the precursor. I'm ahead. Sent first. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom. John says that. He that has the bride is the bridegroom. Who's the bride? Well, the Lord Jesus Christ church. His disciples that are following with him. It says, listen to this in verse 22. After these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea. And there he tarried with them and baptized. And John also was baptizing in Enon near to Salem. So there's a time there that the Lord's disciples, his church, that simply what it is those that he has called to himself that are following him, that have been baptized by John or being baptized by the disciples themselves. We understand here in chapter 4, verse number 1, when therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. Jesus went to John, got the authority for baptism, and now has his disciples following him, and in that is his church. It's nothing. The church is a mystery, but it's not mystical. It's nothing more than that. And there's this time here that the Lord in his church is baptizing, Jesus not doing the baptizing, but authorizing the baptizing. His disciples are the ones that are doing the baptizing at his directive. At the same time, John is baptizing, and then these come to John and say, hey, more are going to him than are coming to you. And John says, you know what? You can only get something if you receive it from heaven. And he says, in verse 29, he that hath the bride is a bridegroom. He says, he's got the bride, and he is the bridegroom. Listen to what John says. But the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy, therefore, is fulfilled. John says, I'm the friend. I'm not the bridegroom. He's the bridegroom. And his bride is the church that's there with him. That's the greatest obedience and fulfillment and directive of the Lord is that sinners that are saved come and submit themselves to baptism by one of the Lord's New Testament Baptist churches and then serve him and worship him therein. Jesus is the bridegroom and his churches are the bride. And so, John says that about him and he says, I, being a friend of the bridegroom, standing there and hearing him, I'm greatly rejoicing in this. And you know what? My joy is fulfilled in it. I'm not being slighted. I'm not being hurt. I'm being joyful and thrilled by the Lord's work. John finishes this up, or we'll finish up the thought here. He must increase, but I must decrease. So here the Lord Jesus back in Mark chapter 2 about this question that the Pharisees and those bring to him. There are those that bring this question to the Lord Jesus. Why do the Pharisees fast and why does John the Baptist disciples fast and your disciples don't. Jesus says, can the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? Jesus is the bridegroom. John the Baptist testified to it. As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. When Jesus is at hand, when Jesus is physically at hand, there is no need to fast. Jesus is there. Understand this. While the Lord Jesus in the day of his ministry and while he gathered his church to himself, he was there physically present. He was the pastor, if you will. He was the shepherd directly of the church. If there was a need, a question, an issue, Jesus took care of it. There was no need to fast. Today, we have need to fast. Jesus is not physically here. Oh, he is spiritually here. And he leads us and he meets with us indeed as he has promised. But he is not physically here. That's the reason that the Lord's churches have been given by the Lord under shepherds, under pastors, if you will, that they might teach and preach to the people, that they might work in the ministry at hand, that they might seek the Lord's face about how that Lord would have that church to go in particular in the place and the region that the Lord has set them. Jesus says here, they can't fast. I'm with them. And that's not braggadocious. That's not bragging of the Lord. It's just the truth. He's preeminent. And when the Lord Jesus is at hand physically, there's no need to fast. Can the children of the bride chamber fast while the bridegroom is with them? As the Lord says in other places regarding a master and a servant and the way all that works, I'll interject this. I trow not. They cannot. As long as they have the bridegroom with them, they cannot fast. Verse 20, but the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them. And that's now. That was back when the Lord went to the crucifixion and when he ascended into heaven. And since he's been in heaven with the Father there sitting in the right hand of the Father, yeah, there's time for fasting now. But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken away from them, and then shall they fast in those days. And the Lord goes on here to explain about this. Let's read this quickly. We may talk about it more next time. No man also seweth a piece of new cloth into an old garment, else the new piece that filled it filleth it up, taketh away from the old, and the rent is made worse. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, else the new wine doth burst the bottles, and the wine is spilled, and the bottles will be marred. But new wine must be put into new bottles. You don't take that which is new and good and put it into the old. If you take a piece of new cloth and put it in a mar or a tear in an old garment, it just makes it worse, doesn't it? It needs to be mended with the same. Jesus stands out from us. He's that which is, in a sense, new. He's not new, but his manifestation and coming as a man, it was beyond anything that mankind has in and of itself. If there's fasting that's done while Jesus is here, it's just inordinate, because Jesus is here. He's not one of us. He's the Lord. He's the Savior. Taking wine and putting it in old bottles, it would be inordinate. It wouldn't work. And fasting while the Lord Jesus Christ is at hand would be inordinate. He is the Lord, and he is to be worshiped and praised. He is to be honored and glorified in all things. And for us to fast in his presence, it's just out of sorts. It doesn't match. Well, see, their time has passed for now. May the Lord bless you with his word and his truth. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn onto State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you will find our church house on the right, just beside Whippoorwill Creek. We're interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next Sunday at this same time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.